I want to hear this correctly.
Yes. Okay. We know from the DMED database, the military's database, which we're looking at because that's our plaintiff class, that in 10 months of 2021, so not even the complete year, all causes morbidity and mortality had increased, according to the military's own numbers, by 1,100% over 2020.
Among who? What was the population?
Between 18 and 40 was the DMED population, if memory serves.
Military members.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. That is the database that we're operating on.
1,100%?
Yes, that's right. And if you look at the way that the charts go, and don't forget I'm in the morbidity business. We underwrite accident, sickness, health, and disability insurance. If you look at the forecast, that should be in the neighborhood of 5,000% increase this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is genocide. You said it in the very beginning. Look, one easy way to look at this is really simple. If you look at all of the documentation, Pfizer's documentation, we did mass spectrometry on their vials. We know what's in these things. And in fact, they even admit that they added an HIV protein into the shots for the purpose of disabling people's autoimmune. Right? They couldn't slip these lipid nanoparticles, which are in fact little bombers that carry pathogenic proteins. To effectuate gene modification in the individual, gene therapy as they call it. In order to get those lipid nanoparticles past your cellular defense, your body's defense, they had to disarm your immune system. Yes. And they did that. It's in all the scientific papers. What they didn't do is undo that. So effectively, and when you talk to our expert witness, you call it autoimmune deficiency syndrome. That's basically vaccine AIDS. And right now, they're coming to understand this. People are showing up HIV positive. People with three shots have no immune system left over whatsoever. There is no other way to characterize this other than intentional homicide, the unlawful taking of a human life, except that it's in large numbers, which makes it a genocide. So this is criminal, and we actually filed a criminal complaint. We created one in March of 2021. 20,000 of them were downloaded and filed all over the United States and the world, and until very recently, no law enforcement would take up the case or even investigate it. That's called a conspiracy. It's a very grand conspiracy.
Yes. A vaccine-delivered AIDS epidemic.
That's right. That's correct. In fact, what's really odd about that is now they're starting to open up the FEMA death camps, as I call them, their quarantine centers under the intergovernmental agreements. And you will note, and I'll send you a copy of one, that the camps are not to discriminate for purposes of infectious disease, for purposes of who gets quarantined and who doesn't. They're not allowed to discriminate against people that are AIDS positive, HIV positive, because that would be the entire population of people that got those shots, particularly the Pfizer or Moderna shots. We know that those are the HIV proteins that they put in there in order to disable the immune systems.
And the vaccinated people, not knowing, they don't know that their immune system has been turned off.
No.
Then they're now vulnerable to all kinds of viruses and germs.
That's right.
And they may die from something else, and nobody connects it to the vaccine.
That's exactly what's happening. And you know, to your point, people don't even know that they have been participating as laboratory animals in a phase 3 clinical trial.